Lesson 26, The Straight Path. In this lesson of Pirkei Avot, Perek Bet, Chapters of the Ancestors, Chapter 2, we're learning the first couple lines of Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah. Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, and by rabbi is meant Yehuda Hanasi, Judah the prince, who lived around year 200 of the Common Era, and who was the redactor of the entire Mishnah. Ezuhi derech yeshara sheyavor lo ha'adam. What is the straight path a person should choose for oneself? Kol shehiti feret lo seyaveti feret lo min hadam. Everything that is harmonious for oneself and harmonious for every person. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Judah the Prince, begins this Mishnah with a question. What is the derech yeshara, the straight path, that a person should choose? By straight path, he means the right or good or proper way to be in life. It's a real general kind of question. Is there some overarching principle that can guide us in all of our life decisions? It's interesting that the metaphor used here is derech yeshara, a straight path. It could have said a good path, or a righteous path, or a holy path, or any number of metaphors. But he uses the word yishar, straight. This word yishar can also be seen embedded in the name Yisrael, Israel. Seen in this way, Yisrael means yishar el, straight to God. So from this point of view, to be a Jew means to live in a way that is straight, and that straight path leads to God. So what does all this mean? What is the straight path that leads to God? Kol shehi tiferet lo oseya v'tiferet lo min ha'adam. Everything that is harmonious for oneself and harmonious for every person. So that's the principle. It's about balance. Don't be so overly concerned with your own well-being that you step on others. At the same time, don't be so concerned with the needs of others that you end up hurting yourself. Find the balance by having both your benefit in mind as well as the benefit of everyone. Holding to this principle with all of your life decisions is a useful way to keep yourself anchored in wisdom, and it can be applied in an infinite number of ways, in an infinite number of situations. But behind all that complexity, there is one fundamental practice that is always good for you, and always good for everyone else, and that is being present. That's because when you're truly present, you're automatically in harmony with yourself and with everyone around you. When you lose your presence and allow your thoughts and feelings to oppose whatever's arising in the present moment, your motives towards others become sour at best and abusive and violent at worst. Not necessarily physically violent, but the emotional tone can become the opposite of loving. Simultaneously, that negative energy destroys your own inner harmony as well. The word used here for harmonious is tiferet, which can also be translated as beauty or grace. In Kabbalah, tiferet is one of the 10 basic divine qualities, which are all qualities of presence. When you first open to this moment as it is, before taking any action, there's a quality of beauty that will shine from your words and deeds, regardless of whether this moment is pleasant or unpleasant, whether it's requiring a response from you to change it in some way, or simply to affirm it and enjoy it. It makes no difference. Regardless of what arises in the present moment, you can first of all say yes to it, allow it to be in the field of being, which is your own awareness. So for this chant, let's sing the words Derech Yeshara, straight path, and Tiferet, grace, beauty, harmony. Derech is path, se derech. Yishara is straight. Se yishara. Tiferet is beauty, grace, or harmony, all qualities of presence. Se tiferet. Here's the melody. Derech Yishara, Tiferet, Tiferet. Let's sing together. Derech Yishara, Tiferet, Tiferet. So let's take a moment to prepare for meditation. Coming into a comfortable but alert position. Seated or standing, lying down or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. And bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you, offering your attention to this moment. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness expand to fill your whole body, chanting Na'ase, we will do. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma, we will hear, aware of awareness. Venishma. And kiss your fingers. And as we chant Derech Yishara Tiferet Tiferet, straight path, beauty, grace, harmony, have in mind to connect straight to this moment, not bending or twisting yourself with thoughts that bring you out of this moment and into the mind. Allow the Tiferet, the harmony of this moment, arise naturally as you come into alignment with whatever arises, intentionally accepting and opening to what is, to every sensation, to every feeling, to every thought, to every perception. Opening to your thoughts doesn't mean getting involved with thoughts and thinking them actively. It just means opening to them as they appear and then allowing them to dissolve as they will. And let's chant. Derech Yishara Tiferet Tiferet. Derech Yishara Tiferet Tiferet. Derech Yishara Tiferet Tiferet. Derech Yishara Tiferet Tiferet. And then repeating in your mind, Atahu, it is now, now is the divine. Atahu, 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 And take a nice deep breath, moving from stillness back into activity with awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, expanding your awareness to fill your body, chanting Naaseh, we will do. Naaseh. And bringing your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma, we will hear. Venishma. And kiss your fingers. And as you come back into the activity of your life, remembering this kavana to be the tiferet, the harmony of this moment. And if you lose your balance and become reactive or distracted, know that you can accept that too, and simply come back to this basic practice of presence. And now gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, ve'al Rabbanan, ve'al Tamideihon, ve'al Tamidei Tamideihon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'al Koman de'azkim be'oraita, dive atradim ve'dive chol ha'tavatar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehi lechon ulechon shlama rabbe chine vechista v'rachemin v'chayin arichin u'mezone reviche ofakana min kadama v'hondi v'shemaya v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru, Amen.